Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, welcome back to Don V Fridays. We back in the building, man. Took a little summer vacation, a little summer break.
Yeah, it's been some time.
It's been some time, bro. We normally a real consistent podcast, but
yeah,
it's been getting to talk about, bro.
Yeah, it's getting sparse these days. This is definitely the longest I think we've ever taken off. Both of us just been busy in the content, you know. It's the off season. It's the post draft hangover where it's just workouts and recruit visits and shit. You know what I mean? It's just the slow period.
No, you know what it really is? What I realized, we used to be so busy even in off seasons because Fuente kept it interesting. Something would happen, like a coach would be fucking like players' moms or Fuente would go do something or somebody would say something or...
Yeah, some crazy shit all the time.
Player would go kill somebody. Like, the Fuente era just... Fuente era just stayed lit. Like...
It was entertaining. Even on Twitter. Twitter was way more fun in the chaos. Yeah,
it was chaotic. It was always some shit going down, so...
Yeah.
Brett, it's like going from Trump to Joe Biden, where like it don't mean that Joe Biden's a better president than Trump, but it's less exciting. It's less drama. Yeah,
exactly. Twitter is not as fun.
Twitter is definitely not as fun. Because when Fuente was coach, like
we
was in them beefs every day. Like
in the trenches every day, going back and forth, going to war, defending takes, attacking takes.
Motherfuckers getting screenshotted.
Yeah, it was bad news. Now all we got on the timeline is NIL. That's it.
Hey, shout out to Coach Pratt for putting the lid back on things. Yeah. And reminded us that the offseason is supposed to be boring.
It is. And it is pretty boring, but hey, that's a good thing, right?
That's a damn good thing. Before we get started, man, let's give a big shout out to our sponsor, Barron Ridge Tree Stands, to all our hunters out there. Barron Ridge has developed the first ever climbing platform for saddle hunters and mobile hunters. Weighing in under 4 pounds and only 12 inches wide by 14 inches long, the ascent is perfect for long hikes to your site. Our climbing platform is ASTM certified and 100% made and manufactured in Virginia. The ascent can be folded to fit in your backpack or left set up to strap to your pack. Spend less time setting up and more time hunting with the Ascent O2. Get in the woods further, faster, and quieter with the Barron Ridge Ascent O2. For more info, go to our website at barronridgetreestands.com or follow us on Instagram at barronridgetreestands. Don V Fridays, man, we back up in the building, man. It's
been too long.
It's been a minute. Like,
it's been way too long. May 12th was our last episode.
May 12th. Here it is, damn near the end of June.
Yeah, we got a week till the end of June. July starts next Friday.
It definitely had been a drought. The streets. We had to feed the streets, man.
Yeah.
We had to feed the streets. Like, we had to get the streets at least a little sample, something that the streets can have for until we really get into the previews and the predictions and the opponents and all. We'll be getting to a lot of ACC teams. It's about to get real, but you know, we thought we'd drop some jewels, drop some nuggets on these motherfuckers, man. the last time we spoke, since the last time we spoke, the EC case had came to a verdict. EC was found not guilty, I guess, of being a savage, because we know the motherfucker did it. Shout outs to him. You know, yeah. hate to see somebody lose their, you know, whole life over a situation like that. But he was found not guilty by, I guess, his peers, jury of his peers. So just shout outs. What's your take?
You know, it's good to see him get off. I kind of figured it would happen that he would get off just because of the nature of how things happen with him being kind of not set up, but it's a very touchy subject. And, you know, anybody can put themselves in a similar situation, and you can kind of picture yourself doing some crazy shit. I know I would freak out, but so, I mean, I kind of get where he came from in terms of just freaking out, and then shit happens and guy winds up dead. And then, you know, he said that he came out and turned himself in when he found out that the guy died. So, you know, he did what he was supposed to do in that situation, I guess. I mean, I don't really, you know, it's just
not going on the run and all that crazy shit.
Yeah. He could have just ran and left, or, you know, didn't say anything or whatever, or played it. You know, there's a lot of ways that could have played out differently. And I think that helped in his favor in the case. But, you know, it's good to see him get off. But, you know, like you said, this is some of the crazy shit that used to happen under the Fuente regime, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, crazy shit. Like, I ain't – like, yeah. No, this is crazy shit on Memorial Day weekend. So, Memorial Day 2021 had to be the worst weekend of his life. And Memorial Day 2022 had to be the most stressful and relief of his life.
Oh, yeah, man. He's free.
Want to talk about a hell of a year, bro.
Yeah, man. We're all just chilling, and he's going through it big time. But hey, he's back now, and he's got a chance to play college ball again.
He's back. He's in the transfer portal. He should have 4 years eligibility, or I mean, at the very least three. So
yeah. You know, he strikes me as a guy that would end up on Last Chance U. Like, if Last Chance U was still a show, he would totally end up at, like, Independence and be like, yeah, you know, I killed a guy, you know, but you know, I'm free and I'm back.
If he did catch that body, I think he wants to be far away from any cameras. I don't think he want to be on nobody's.
Hey, reality. Man, sometimes the cameras come to you, you know.
Sometimes, but yeah. Hopefully all works out for him. He will have an opportunity to continue playing football. Hopefully it's D1 down the road. Even though the situation, it was a crazy situation, and it could happen to anybody, and the death was an accident. He didn't intend to kill nobody. It just went that way.
Yep.
It's still hard for D1 programs to want to take that on, being that the person he killed was gay. And, you know, there's gay communities everywhere that might say, we don't give a fuck. Hash shook out, you know, you don't want protesters and shit. So, you know, hopefully he can get on at a D1, but it's going to be some coaching staff like,
Yeah, I could see him going like FCS, probably more likely, you know, right away.
Right away, that then he can portal his way back up.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't like he was like a high four or five star. I mean, he was very, very middle of the pack three. You know,
right. So. And he had a year, and he basically had a year away.
Right.
A year away. He probably was lifting and shit at home, but who knows?
Right. You don't really know.
Yeah. So God, I mean, you know, God bless EC. You know, RIP to the victim. I know the victim has some shady shit going on, but hey, man, that's just the way the game goes sometime, man.
Yeah. Yep.
We did get a recruit since the last time we podded. Virginia Tech currently has the number 36 recruiting class, according to 247. Leif Gunham from West Virginia, still in that footprint. This is the top
Yeah,
currently the highest ranked recruit we have.
We got the Highland Springs kid too. He committed on the 22nd. So that was after our last. So those are the two. Yeah.
This is true. My apologies. We had two recruits. Let me put some respect on his name. And once again, it's the same footprint. Anything Joe Rudolph signed off on, I'm good. Yeah, Joe Rudolph can do no wrong for this first like 2 years. Like Joe Rudolph can't do no wrong. So yeah. Anybody Joe Rudolph signed off on, I'm good for real, for real.
Yeah, I mean his whole thing, anyways, is just development. So you know. He'll develop the guys regardless of who they are, where they come from. I mean, but Lathe still is a really good prospect. I mean, the other two, Arena and Lance Williams, are, you know, pretty standard 85 3-stars, but Lathe is like, you know, borderline four, number one player in the state of West Virginia, had offers from West Virginia and several others in the area. So that was a solid pull. I mean, that's the best, I guess, highest rated player so far. So he's doing work there.
Definitely the highest rated player we have so far. And yeah, man. And Joe Rudolph, we trust, man. Pry has he got a plan. We knew, well, me and you knew that this class is about about stripping it down to the studs and getting everything back.
Culture guys.
The nuts and bolts. We're building a foundation. This isn't going to be the flashy. This isn't going to be a star-studded class by any means. I think Prize is building a solid foundation. Maybe next offseason, he'll hit the portal hard, and then we'll go from there. But
one of the things that he said that probably recently said, I don't know if this was in between the last time that we talked, but you know, he was saying that we're so far behind in recruiting that, you know, we're even behind in like the 2025 class. A ways down the line. So I think while he's focused on, you know, getting a class together for 2023, I think there's still a lot of footwork to be done for 2024 and 2025. Like we're behind there as well. So I think you're going to see a lot of the strides being made in the 2025 class. You know, a little ways down the road, but
a little bit down the road. But like we say every week, man, Pry been doing and saying the right thing. So
we ain't gonna kill the man.
We ain't gonna kill him just yet. He get about 2-3 years before we start killing him.
He lose week one to Old Dominion. We're putting him on the we're gonna be on his ass. Better believe it.
Gonna be on his fucking ass.
Oh, can you imagine like a week one loss to Old Dominion?
I can't imagine it.
Yeah, and then turn around and lose to Boston College at home week two. Yeah, that would really. How would we deal with that?
We would be on his ass.
Yeah,
we would. That's how we would be on his ass. You know, college football fans are irrational. We're supposed to be irrational. We're crazy people. Like, we're crazy. We're unrealistic. That's just the way it goes. We're not supposed to lose to ODU, though. I don't give a fuck what iteration of Virginia Tech it is, what iteration of ODU it is. We're supposed to beat them. So, if he loses to them, we're going to be on his ass. I don't know what Fuente left. Fuente could have left a Christmas tree and two hams. We still supposed to beat them. I don't care. Like,
yeah. Wow, that would be crazy because the Penn State, he has a lot of Penn State connections at ODU. Ricky Rain, you know. So I feel like Twitter would be hell for a week or two.
Yeah.
If that happened. That'd be we might get some Fuente level conversation.
Yeah, there'd be some Fuente level beef going on.
Oh man. Yeah.
Because it'll be motherfuckers like me saying, what the fuck happened on Saturday? And it'll be a bunch of people saying, shut up, we're supposed to lose to them. It's ODU. It'll be bad, man.
Yeah. Oh, it was away. It was the first game of the season.
First game. We can still win the ACC. That's my favorite. Oh, man, I'll be ready to choke a motherfucker.
If we ever did like a like sayings of Fuente Twitter, like bingo card. You know, like God. Bingo card, that would be the bingo card. Like the one in the middle would be where we could still win the ACC. I swear to God, I hear that in like week seven. It'd be like us, right. Like, you know, when the ESPN shows the like 0.001% chance that the fucking Raiders make the playoffs, and it's like 17 different things have to happen. It's like, that's how Hokie fans think, you know.
Like, oh, it's non-conference. This don't affect us. Like, bro, we ain't winning the conference, man. Did you not see what the fuck I saw? It's crazy, man. Crazy.
So, and then Highland Springs guy, Heath, athlete. He's a little undersized. 5'9", 165, but apparently pretty good athlete, pretty quick, pretty fast. I think it might play wide receiver. It looked like Mines was his recruiter, so I guess we'll see. But what do you think of the Highland Springs 804 pickup?
Yeah, I mean, I like it the same way I like all the 804 Highland Springs pickups. The kids from that area, Glenn Allen, Thomas Dale. I like all them kids. I feel like it's once again a positive step in the right direction. It's no players in this class that's gonna help us in 2023 season. I think everybody's developmental, so it's gonna be hard getting these guys in, and some of them may be forced to play. It don't mean that they're ready, but hey, I'll take all the developmental guys, man.
Yeah.
At this point, I'll take the developmental guys because we're not ready to talk seriously to the big fish, whether that be NIL for NIL reasons or just we can offer them, you know, the best opportunity to go pro. So, you know, we're going to be developmental for a little while. That's just what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the staff's going to kind of have to prove that they can coach on the field first before. Before they can start pulling those types of recruits. I think Pry has a good track record, but you know, I think the other guys are going to need to prove themselves. Other than Rudolph, I think Rudolph has a good track record as well. So maybe they can swing it together. But the one thing that also happened over our hiatus that we didn't talk about as well is Rashad Purnell is now not a part of Virginia Tech roster. So apparently it seemed like he dropped because of grades maybe or something. And now he's going to Liberty, Highland Springs guy for the 2022 class. So that was kind of a shocker.
Yeah. It's been a lot of speculation with his grades. I think Purnell posted his diploma, which was an advanced diploma. So I don't know if it was behavior, grades, or what, but the fact remains he's not on the team anymore. And he was one of the most important recruits out of the 2022 class, like you said. I don't really know. I know the fan base was excited to have him because I was at the spring game. Him and Gunnar Givens got the biggest ovation from the crowd. So yeah. It's definitely something. I don't want to say it's not a big deal, but whether it really was grades or he got in, and he couldn't have gotten no major trouble because it wasn't like news. But if he did get in a little bit of trouble, whatever the case may be, he's no longer with the Hokies. And I don't know, man. If it's his dream to be a Hokie, hopefully he does everything right and he can rejoin the team one day down the road. But
yeah, and I mean, it was interesting too because when Pry and those guys came in early December, I remember that they kind of made a push to keep Purnell on the recruiting roster. Like he was kind of at the time starting to get some heat from West Virginia, and he had taken a visit there, and
who were like, oh, is he going to stay, whatever, and they closed the deal, and they had him stay, and one of the biggest things he said was that he had a good relationship with J.C. Price and that he stayed, whatever. So it seemed like he was locked in, that he wanted to be at Tech. They did what they needed to do to keep him, so – and the timing of it was around high school graduation. So, you know, maybe it's grades thing. Not really sure, but I think just like you said, you know, he might go to Liberty for a year and then transfer to Tech. Who knows? Maybe he never comes back to Tech, but I don't think it was like a his decision. I don't want to be at Tech.
Right. It might have been some the powers that be, but regardless, whether he goes to Liberty, whatever, God bless him. Hopefully he ends up balling out and, you know, changing life for his family regardless. Right. Shout out to Rashad Pernell, because whatever is being alleged, it ain't nothing serious. So hopefully he balls out, gets it together, and makes a name for himself playing D1 ball.
Yeah, big time. What else you got?
On the Virginia Tech front, pretty much nothing. The baseball team and the softball team didn't win no natty. Shout outs to both of them. But hey man, it was a good year for everybody but the football team. Basketball prospered a little bit, won the conference. Softball and baseball prospered, wrestling prospered.
Right.
Everybody was prospering, man. Whit Babcock, he got the Olympic sports right. He got to get the one main sport right. But
yeah, that's the thing, man. Is you could have all those sports be good, but really at the end of the day, football is the main thing, and like that is the end all be all. Like that really defines that what your school can be. So. Yeah, it's nice that baseball and basketball and softball and wrestling and frisbee golf is all good and shit, but it's gonna have to be the football team that pulls it together too. So
yeah, unless you can be a Gonzaga with a basketball, but you're known for your basketball team. Your basketball team is in the Final Four,
right? But I mean, it would be one thing if our baseball team won the natty or our basketball team won the natty, right? You know what I mean? Like, it'd be one thing if we were winning natties and like playing in Final Fours, and like we didn't even make it to the College World Series either. So it's like, yeah, we had good years on paper. Like, we won games, we were ranked, whatever, but that's just the same old Virginia Tech bullshit. Like, even in football, we had good years, we were ranked, whatever, and that's it. We never won anything. So it's the same old Virginia Tech narrative that needs to be broken by somebody. And I feel like it's gotta be broken by football.
Somebody got to break the mold. I don't know, because Soul Judge and won the natty. So no, don't put that curse on them. Them motherfuckers that judge the soul won a natty. So I would hold back on putting the Virginia Tech curse on them, but because they judged the fuck out of that soul. So it ain't everybody. It's the football team that gotta get their shit together. But shout outs to the baseball, the softball, shout out there, all the Olympic sports, basketball that had good years. Everybody prospering after Justin Fuente got fat. It felt like a black cloud been lifted off the program. I also want to say happy Juneteenth. I know Juneteenth was some days ago, but happy Juneteenth to everybody. I remember just listening to people, whether it be on Twitter or at work or wherever the case may be, and everybody was tired of all this woke, black, sick of this black shit, tired of black people, tired of hearing about shit. And now these motherfuckers get a paid day off of work. So shout outs to them. Once again, man, the white man prospering off the black man struggles, man. That's just the way America go. What you doing Juneteenth, bro? I know you was off Monday?
I was off. So I went, well, I took it off. I went this weekend to go move my girlfriend into Chicago. She moved in downtown.
Okay.
In like a high rise. So I went over there and moved her in on Sunday, took Monday off, drove back Monday. And then I've been just chilling. It's been a crazy couple weeks, man. My boss quit. He's moving to Chicago, and so I've been just chilling, trying to figure out what the fuck I'm gonna do, trying to put together my resume and shit, just because I don't know what's gonna happen. So it's been lots been going on this past month. I've been stressing out a lot, so now I'm chilling.
Well, no, definitely we don't want no stress, no. Wait, you just up and quit?
I mean, pretty much. I mean, I had a meeting with him and the rest of the people on our team it was last Tuesday, and he was like, hey, you know, I took another job. My last day is Friday. And I was like, damn, man.
Hey, damn, he kept it all the way a B. He said, I'm out this bit.
Yeah, no 2 weeks. No 2 weeks. No notice. No, just 4 days. But I mean, mind you, this guy is the guy who really set me up and got my career going. So I was like, hey man, give me a call, man.
Give me a call. He said, shit, we got this.
He hit the transfer portal. I'm like, man, bring me with you.
He hit the transfer portal he hit the life transfer portal. Man, shout outs to him, man. Shout out to everybody that just be leaving their jobs, man. It be like that sometimes. Did he give any I know you said he didn't really give much notice, but did he give off any vibes like this dude look checked out or burnt out or whatever the case
No, he didn't. You know, he's super good at hiding it. He's really really professional guy, but I kind of knew that he was kind of on his way out because he's only 29 and his job and what he was doing, he could just have made way more money somewhere else. So I kind of knew it was a matter of time before he picked up another job. And honestly, he'd probably be doing himself a disservice by not taking another job. So I got it. I just thought I had more time. I thought it maybe go to like August or something, not June. You know what I mean? And honestly, I was kind of hurt because I thought he would have told my ass. Like, I thought he would at least told me. Like, out of everybody, like,
my he was scared somebody was gonna couldn't hold water.
Yeah.
He said, I can't risk it, man.
I know. So, man,
shout out to him, man.
Good guy, though. Good guy. Hopefully, he gives me a call, takes me to Chicago with him. I'll be good with that.
Oh, you would go?
Hell yeah, I would go.
Oh, yeah, your girlfriend. Oh, yeah.
And Chicago's a better city than Detroit anyways. I mean,
yeah. Okay.
At least downtown.
Okay.
Downtown. But, okay. So.
Well, shout outs to Chicago and Detroit. Shout outs to the Midwest. On the East Coast, we had something in the water. We had something in the water in Washington,
what was going on?
D.C. No, the festival. Something in the water.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We had something in the water, and they had it in D.C. Because Virginia Beach is too, quote, toxic, or whatever the fuck Pharrell said. So he moved it to D.C. It's funny because something in the water started here in 757. I was living in D.C. When they had it down here. And then I moved down here, and they have something in the water in D.C. So the common denominator has got to be me, because he's going to move the bitch from wherever I'm at. So
put it back.
He's going to put the shit back in 757. I'm going to move to like Charlotte or some shit.
Were you trying to go? But, were you going to go? If it was there?
Yeah, I would have went to it if it was here.
Yeah. Did you go last year or last time?
I was living in D.C. I was up there.
So you haven't been? You haven't been since it's been?
I've never been. I mean, because 2020 was a pandemic, so they didn't have it.
Dodging you, man.
Yeah.
Bobby and Weaver.
It got canceled for pandemic, and then this was the first year. This is the second actual one, and he had it up in D.C. because Virginia Beach police had killed Pharrell's cousin or whatever, but. Let me say, and I don't want to be the person that's hating on Pharrell and shit. Virginia Beach police did kill his cousin. They did kill his cousin. But it was like, it wasn't the way it's being framed. Let me just say that. It's not they didn't kill Pharrell Cousins because he was black and kill him. No, it was some shooting going on in Virginia Beach. And I'm not here to defend the police either, because they should have released the body cam footage. But he wasn't killed out of racism. This wasn't one of those ones. Way more people would hear about this shit if that was the case. There was some shooting going on. A girl got killed, not by police. And sadly, Pharrell's cousin was mistakenly identified or whatever the case may be. And what happened, happened. And it's a sad situation all around. But Pharrell's carrying on like Virginia Beach police, like racism, like killed right. his cousin. And
ulterior motive.
Yeah, and that is not the case. Now, did they try to cover the shit up? Absolutely. The way they go about it was wrong? Absolutely. But I think Pharrell wanted people to march in the streets over it. And if the facts of the whole situation, his cousin ain't the only person that died that night, unfortunately. So I don't know how punishing the 757, like, we didn't kill your cousin, bro. No, none of the people who would have went to something in the war to kill your cousin. The police to kill your cousin. So, I don't know. I think he could have kept the shit here. He could have moved it to another city. If he didn't want Virginia Beach to benefit from the festival and all of that, he could have had it in Chesapeake. He could have had it in Norfolk. He could have had it on the peninsula. We're the ones with the goddamn water. That's the whole point of it. That's the 757. So, you move it up to DC where they got, you know, something in the river, rivers or whatever the fuck. But they don't consider stream. Yeah, something in the Potomac or whatever the fuck. But we talk about the water here is what we talk about. Like, oh, you going to the other side of the water, or it's on this side of the water, because that's how the 757 is divided. So I don't know how I don't understand moving it to DC. He could have kept it in this area. He just wanted to move it to a big city. He should have just kept it all the way a band for real.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Charlotte might have been a better choice though, to be honest. But they don't have any water.
Say the fuck they want that. Man, he wanted to move that shit to DC because he wanted to. Yeah. He ain't got a lot of me. Don't use your cousin there for that bullshit.
You gotta go next year. It looks like he was the headliner there?
Pharrell and Friends. Yeah.
Okay.
It was like
21 Savage.
I didn't watch it, but it was like a Clips reunion and
okay.
Shout out to Clips. 21. A lot of motherfuckers was there. So
yeah, Anderson .Paak. I'm looking at the list right now. Dave Matthews. Yeah, shout out Dave Matthews. I love Dave Matthews.
Yeah, I think that motherfucker's from Virginia somewhere.
Lil Baby was there. Okay.
Yeah, there's something in the water that's jumping. It won't hear though, so it ain't like I watched it. You could watch it on Prime or some shit. But
Tyler the Creator. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Pharrell, man, for putting that together. But we need that shit. Like 757, man, we don't have a lot of things to call ours, you know. We don't, a lot of people misconstrue Virginia and they say, you know, that we should just relate to DC shit. But if you're not from Northern Virginia, we don't relate to DC culture. So it was the one time like we had something national that we could call our own and we lost it. So that's why it's kind of, you know, disturbing to, you know, Virginians that's outside of Northern Virginia. Because once you get outside of there, like it's many different cultures. Like you got 757 culture, you got Southwest Virginia culture, you got City of Richmond culture. Like a lot of us don't relate to DC shit. And I lived up there. So I know how they live and how they get down, but
it's just different. Know. Right. Different.
It's different. Definitely different. So shout outs to DC, because they was good to me up there. What else going on in the world?
I saw that you're trying to get sucked back into Game of Thrones. Is that facts?
Ah, that's all cap. I ended up getting sucked back into The Wire though. I did get back into The Wire. The thing about Game of Thrones, man, is them last two seasons, bro.
Yeah, yeah, they ended it bad for sure. But man, the first I kind of liked 7, but not 8, you know. So
I didn't like 7 or 8, but the fourth season of Game of Thrones is like the peak. It is like, that's like peak TV. Like you cannot get better appointment watching. But like, you don't want to watch it. Like, you don't want to watch it on demand. You don't want to watch it the next day. You need to watch it when it comes on. Like,
exactly. That was the exact moment.
Season 4 of Game of Thrones was peak TV. Every week was a ride on Twitter.
Yeah, one of the best shows ever. Yeah,
it's still one of the best shows ever, without question. That fourth season of Game of Thrones was insanity.
So are you gonna give them a chance with House of Dragon?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think there's enough lore and there's enough backstory that no TV writer can possibly like fuck it up.
Yeah, it's also really fucking cool because it's Targaryens and dragons and shit, you know.
Yeah, once the thing about Game of Thrones is like once the writers ran out of book material and they had to come up with it on their own, that's when they started fucking up. And being that,
but there's like 7, isn't the books written out till what happened in the show?
No.
I could have sworn, because in the books, Daenerys gets the fucking Daenerys gets the crown or whatever.
No, none of that happened. The books were written till season 6, and then they had to come up with it on their own. I think George R.R. Martin had a hand in the writing process, but they had ran out of book material. He's not finished. George R.R. Martin is not finished with the books, so they had to. That's why the shit is so rushed and so crazy, because he's not finished the books. They had to just do something.
Gotcha.
That's why season 7 and 8 have no. It's all over the place. Just people just doing shit. It lacks the same continuity because they had ran out of book shit. But I'll give anything with the name Game of Thrones a chance.
Yeah.
I'll definitely do that. They got them goofy motherfuckers that the motherfuckers that wrote the last two seasons won't be writing this. So.
Yeah, it'll be different people. I also saw the other day that they're going to have a Game of Thrones sequel with about kind of like Jon Snow.
I would give it a chance.
Separate from House of Dragon, different one.
Yeah, I would give that a chance too. I guess it'll be Jon Snow beyond the wall and shit doing wildling adventures, which honestly kind of ruined Game of Thrones to show. Jon Snow in my humble, if we want to get into Game of Thrones shit. The minute Jon Snow came back to life, it became a hero show. Game of Thrones is not a hero show, it's a politics show. Mm-hmm. So if they do a show based on Jon Snow's heroics, it's another hero show. I like, you know, the political side of Game of Thrones, but
that's what it is, right? The Game of Thrones, like the Game of Thrones is the politics.
Yes.
it's not the fucking House of Jon Snow.
Yeah, once Jon Snow is ratting in the battle and not dying and shit, like Game of Thrones was the show where anybody could die in any episode at any moment for any reason, and right, they stayed dead, and that's just what it is. But the moment Jon Snow came back to life, it became a hero show, sadly. So
have you do you watch Stranger Things? Speaking on, you know, shows, because that's like the rage right now.
You said Stranger Things?
Yeah.
I've never watched Stranger Things, but I keep hearing good things, so I might as well start it.
Yeah, you should get on the grind, man, because you got 10 days to watch 4 seasons till the last two episodes come out. But If you like Game of Thrones, that style of storytelling through a TV show, I feel like you would like Stranger Things. Obviously, like the, you know, it's much different time frame and what's going on, but
yeah, know. I've been hearing good things about Stranger Things. I'm not hating on Stranger Things. I just haven't sat down and found the time.
Yeah.
To watch.
Definitely give it a shot. It's I kind of gave up on it for a minute there because it's been 3 years since they just came out the new season. 3 years for one season. And I was like, I don't know about this, man. Like, it's been too long. Nobody cares anymore. But nope, they pulled you right back in. Yeah, so good stuff. But what else going on?
Man, that's pretty much it, man. We gonna check back in with the people. We ain't gonna leave y'all out here in the cold, man. We gonna occasionally tap back in when there's stuff to talk about. But anything you got to say to the people before we sign off?
I mean, it's, you know, it's been a long time. So shout out you guys for coming back. You know, jumping right back on the bicycle and listening. We appreciate it. We'll release some more episodes coming up shortly. It's just been a
more
while.
More episodes coming up. It's been a busy early summer for both of us. And but yeah, we got y'all covered, man. Y'all know we gonna make sure we got shit to talk about before we just come on here and just say any goddamn thing. That's pretty much it, man. I want to thank all the listeners, man, all the patrons, all the supporters, everybody that showed us love. I want to thank our sponsor, Baron Ridge Tree Stands, for holding us down. It's been a fun 2022. It's already halfway gone already.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how fast this shit's gone.
Hey, time don't wait for no man. Guaranteed. But
Mm-hmm.
That's it, y'all. Until next week, God bless.